I've been trained to provide counseling sessions, therapy. And I remember the first time when I started in with people from different cultures trying to apply some of this Western style. It didn't work well. And it upset even the client. So I've been very sensitive. I try to center myself on what the client wants, how the person perceives, what is the belief system in that culture. So I will normally ask the person, so in a similar problem, how in your culture this problem might be solved. So I try always to change the approach, yeah, to be more client-centered. And so I think that is a very important factor to start with when you deal with people from different cultures also. And since the belief system is very powerful, just use the belief system of people. So if somebody comes to me telling me, oh, somebody has done something bad to me, and the person has a very strong belief system that somebody put something on his glass of water, and then things are not going well, so most probably I will tell the person, okay, I have an antidote that was going to help you. And it works. It works because I don't try to change the belief. It will take me more time if I try to change the belief system of the person. So I work with this belief system. So I think it's something also, of course, sometimes because the person, English is not their mother tongue, English is not my mother tongue. If the person speaks French, it's okay, or Russian, or but it creates a lot of difficulty sometimes. Sometimes, but you know, very often we build a trust. Mm-hmm. And the trust is built, even the words are not very important very often, because my job is to listen to them, to assist them. So, yeah, so this is how, yeah, probably. But it's a very challenging, yeah, to, because people have, yeah, come from different background, different culture, different education. So sometimes I need to make it simple to explain them in a way that they will understand. It's challenging because it's like talking about a legal issue to a child. So you need, or talking to somebody from a different culture who is not even, that is not in their language. I was providing a session on homosexuality, and I asked participants, so it's this word in your language. About 6-7 of them were telling me that word of homosexual is not even in their own language. So, you know, things, yeah, we need to be very careful with that. So yeah, it applies, so yeah, to use, explain them, to repeat, to make sure that they understand